Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Here is our shopping list. We have to buy some bread, carrots, potatoes, and a book for Chris. I'll go to the greengrocers and the bakery, and you go to the bookshop, okay?
No way. I'm not buying a book for Chris without you. What if I choose one he doesn't like?
Well, we haven't got enough time to go to the bookshop together.
Okay, so here is the plan. You go and choose the book, and I'll get the bread. Then I'll wait for you at the greengrocer's.
Okay, then we can carry everything home together.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Here is our shopping list. We have to buy some bread, carrots, potatoes, and a book for Chris. I'll go to the greengrocers and the bakery, and you go to the bookshop, okay?
No way. I'm not buying a book for Chris without you. What if I choose one he doesn't like?
Well, we haven't got enough time to go to the bookshop together.
Okay, so here is the plan. You go and choose the book, and I'll get the bread. Then I'll wait for you at the greengrocer's.
Okay, then we can carry everything home together.
Tekst drugi.
Are you ready for Aunt Emily's wedding?
Almost. I've bought a beautiful evening dress. Look.
Wow. It's truly amazing.
I only have to buy a little black bag to go with the dress.
What about shoes?
Well, I'll wear the pair Aunt Emily gave me for my last birthday.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Are you ready for Aunt Emily's wedding?
Almost. I've bought a beautiful evening dress. Look.
Wow. It's truly amazing.
I only have to buy a little black bag to go with the dress.
What about shoes?
Well, I'll wear the pair Aunt Emily gave me for my last birthday.
Tekst trzeci.
When I talked to our players before the championships, they seemed quite optimistic. I guess they weren't really surprised by their easy victory in the final. What are they going to say about their historic win? I'm standing with a crowd of fans waiting for our champions to land. As you can hear, people are cheering and singing. Everybody is ready to welcome our team right here in the arrivals hall after their long flight. I'll be back in a few minutes. Now over to you, Jack, for more sports news.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When I talked to our players before the championships, they seemed quite optimistic. I guess they weren't really surprised by their easy victory in the final. What are they going to say about their historic win? I'm standing with a crowd of fans waiting for our champions to land. As you can hear, people are cheering and singing. Everybody is ready to welcome our team right here in the arrivals hall after their long flight. I'll be back in a few minutes. Now over to you, Jack, for more sports news.
Tekst czwarty.
Grandpa, it's me, Lisa. You won't believe it, but a few hours ago I found a kitten in the park. He looked hungry. I took him home, gave him some food, and now he is sleeping under my bed. My parents don't know anything about the kitten yet, and I haven't spoken to anybody else. Please don't tell anyone. I'll call you later.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Grandpa, it's me, Lisa. You won't believe it, but a few hours ago I found a kitten in the park. He looked hungry. I took him home, gave him some food, and now he is sleeping under my bed. My parents don't know anything about the kitten yet, and I haven't spoken to anybody else. Please don't tell anyone. I'll call you later.
Tekst piąty.
Let's play a game. I'll talk about someone, and you have to guess who it is.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, this person's favourite book is Anne of Green Gables, and I think she is just like Anne in the novel. Intelligent, imaginative, and she always says what she thinks. I really like spending time with her. We even sit together in our English class. Recently, she joined a theatre club, and I think she may become a professional actress.
I think I know who she is.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Let's play a game. I'll talk about someone, and you have to guess who it is.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, this person's favourite book is Anne of Green Gables, and I think she is just like Anne in the novel. Intelligent, imaginative, and she always says what she thinks. I really like spending time with her. We even sit together in our English class. Recently, She joined a theatre club, and I think she may become a professional actress.
I think I know who she is.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
The teacher entered the classroom with a very serious face and gave each of us a page with 20 test questions. She explained we had to read all the questions first before we started answering them. But the test questions were so easy that I started writing my answers while reading. When I got to the last one, I saw the words, "Don't answer any of the questions, just write your name." And then my teacher said with a smile, "It's April Fool's Day today."
Wypowiedź druga.
The day before April Fool's Day, my friend and I got some pieces of paper and wrote, "Wet paint, please don't touch," on them. The next day, we put the pieces of paper on some of the desks in our classroom and on the teacher's desk too. We had so much fun watching our classmates who tried not to touch their desks, but our teacher, Miss Frisk, immediately knew it was a joke.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
In our history classroom, there are many posters of kings and queens on the walls. On the day before April Fool's Day, we replaced the faces of the kings and queens with photos of famous actors and actresses. The biggest poster was of King Henry VIII. We put a photo of our teacher's face on it. Then during the lesson, we asked our teacher why he looked so similar to King Henry. Our teacher joked that the king was his great-great-grandfather.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
On the 1st of April, our class decided to switch classrooms for the first lesson with another class. When their teacher walked in, she was surprised to see us instead of her students. She went out to check if she had gone into the right classroom. Then she came back in and found us all laughing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
The teacher entered the classroom with a very serious face and gave each of us a page with 20 test questions. She explained we had to read all the questions first before we started answering them. But the test questions were so easy that I started writing my answers while reading. When I got to the last one, I saw the words, "Don't answer any of the questions, just write your name." And then my teacher said with a smile, "It's April Fool's Day today."
Wypowiedź druga.
The day before April Fool's Day, my friend and I got some pieces of paper and wrote, "Wet paint, please don't touch," on them. The next day, we put the pieces of paper on some of the desks in our classroom and on the teacher's desk too. We had so much fun watching our classmates who tried not to touch their desks. But our teacher, Miss Frisk, immediately knew it was a joke.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
In our history classroom, there are many posters of kings and queens on the walls. On the day before April Fool's Day, we replaced the faces of the kings and queens with photos of famous actors and actresses. The biggest poster was of King Henry VIII. We put a photo of our teacher's face on it. Then during the lesson, we asked our teacher why he looked so similar to King Henry. Our teacher joked that the king was his great-great-grandfather.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
On the 1st of April, our class decided to switch classrooms for the first lesson with another class. When their teacher walked in, she was surprised to see us instead of her students. She went out to check if she had gone into the right classroom. Then she came back in and found us all laughing.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
When students hear the word poetry, they usually think of old poems which are hard to understand. But poetry has so much more to offer. We want to invite all our students to take part in the school poetry competition. The topic for the competition this year is wild animals. You will have to perform an original poem you have written yourself. Your poem can be about any wild animal you like. That means you can't write a poem about your pet. Another thing to remember is that you are only allowed 3 minutes for your performance. If you go over time, 2 points will be taken away from your score. After your performance, our experts will have 5 minutes to ask you some questions. And remember, you have to perform your poem and not read it. So you have to learn your poem by heart and say it from memory. Are you interested? If so, then register for the poetry competition today on the school website.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When students hear the word poetry, they usually think of old poems which are hard to understand. But poetry has so much more to offer. We want to invite all our students to take part in the school poetry competition. The topic for the competition this year is wild animals. You will have to perform an original poem you have written yourself. Your poem can be about any wild animal you like. That means you can't write a poem about your pet. Another thing to remember is that you are only allowed 3 minutes for your performance. If you go over time, 2 points will be taken away from your score. After your performance, our experts will have 5 minutes to ask you some questions. And remember, you have to perform your poem and not read it. So you have to learn your poem by heart and say it from memory. Are you interested? If so, then register for the poetry competition today on the school website.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
How can I find some cheap flights?
Wypowiedź druga.
Is it okay to turn on my phone during the flight?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Have a nice flight.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Are you afraid of flying?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
How can I find some cheap flights?
Wypowiedź druga.
Is it okay to turn on my phone during the flight?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Have a nice flight.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Are you afraid of flying?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.